Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Friday, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Again, as I've been saying all week, forgive my raspy voice. Dave Holland is here with me to help bolster just a little bit. I'm feeling fine, but just a lot of speaking has caused me to sound a little bit like Rod Stewart. Dave, so thanks for being here.
Oh, happy to do it. Happy to support you in your vocal infirmity.
I love today's teaching. I got to tell you, I've always loved Malachi 3, where God just says, test me in this. You know, as a parent, I've many times turned to my kids and said, look, you want this to work out? Test me. And I mean in a good way. I will do this if you will do what you're supposed to do. And it's almost like the bottom line of a parent dealing with a child. Look, this is going to work. You got to prove it. You got to experience it. Prove me. Test me. I love that God takes that attitude.
Absolutely.
And that's what we see him doing here in Malachi 3 that Derek's about to talk about.
Yeah. And, you know, money is such an important topic. Money, we're told, is the source of many divorces, a significant percentage of divorces. Money is a significant cause of stress, which is a significant contributor to disease. If we trace many of the ills and the dysfunctions that we have, it comes back to this issue. So how appropriate that we're talking about it this week.
And that's what I love. We're not just talking about money, making money, having more money, because quite frankly, money is not always the true test of prosperity. Mm. I think what I love about this is that Derek is talking about it in terms of our heart and our lives and our values. And I think that's why God says in Malachi 3, hey, test me. I want you to really prove these truths with your whole life.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave, let's get right to it as Derek teaches us about God's challenge regarding our finances.
Yesterday, I explained to you a simple way that is both practical and scriptural, to put God first in handling your money. And that is by consistently setting aside for God the first tenth of your income, a practice which is known traditionally as tithing, because in Old English the word for the tenth set apart to God was tithe. And so regularly, systematically, setting apart the first tenth of your income for God is called tithing. And let me point out how practical that is. If God had asked the first seventh or the first thirteenth, it would have been a real mathematical problem for some of us. But the tenth anybody can handle. Everybody knows how you find the tenth. You just move the decimal place 1 point to the left, and that's your tithe. You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know what your tithe is. I trace this practice of tithing all the way back to the great father of all believers, Abraham, and then through Jacob and Israel, right on into the New Testament in the priesthood of Jesus himself. The New Testament points out in Hebrews chapter 7 and 8 that Jesus is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and it emphasizes in chapter 8 very repeatedly that Melchizedek received the tithe of Abraham. In other words, it's part of the priesthood of Melchizedek to receive the tithes of God's believing people, and Jesus is in the same order. Therefore, we acknowledge him as our high priest when we do what Abraham did, when we give him the tenth of all. Today, I'm going to share with you how God himself actually challenges us to put him to the test by following these scriptural examples of tithing. I'm going to read from Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. God is speaking to Israel. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you've turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. The Lord is saying, you haven't obeyed me. I want you to turn back to me. And there's a kind of dialogue that follows in which Israel says, well, what do you want us to do? But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. What a terrible thought. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. Notice, withholding God's appointed portion is called robbing God. You wouldn't rob man, but are you perhaps guilty of robbing God? Then God goes on with the remedy. Or rather, first of all, he tells them the result of robbing God. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. And then he points out the remedy. In verse 10 of Malachi 3, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. That's the remedy. Bring the whole tithe into God's storehouse. Then he says, test me in this, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. When does God promise the blessing? Upon what condition? That we bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. And then he says, test me. See if I'll do what I've promised. In other words, we have to act in faith. God requires that we test him, we put him to the test, and we do it with our finance. Then he goes on to speak of further results. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not cast their fruit, says the Lord of hosts. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. So God says, if you'll honor me that way, I'll pour out such a blessing, you won't find room to contain it. I'll prevent the pests, the devourer, from eating up anything that's yours. And all nations will look at you and say, well, that's a blessed people. God has truly blessed and prospered them. All that is promised as a result of bringing the whole tithe into the storehouse. Now, let me sum up a few points from that. First of all, for more than 1,000 years, God kept a record of Israel's giving. He had required them to give the tithe to him more than 1,000 years earlier. And then at a certain point, he comes up and says, I've kept a record. You've been robbing me. So remember, God keeps a record. Second, keeping back God's portion is robbery. Not robbery of man, but robbery of God. And it brings a curse upon those who do it. On the other hand, the third point, faithful, complete tithing brings a blessing. And through the results, God is glorified in the blessing that comes on his people. And fourth, it is a test of our faith and of God's faithfulness. Note, it has to be done in faith. Now, God says, bring the entire tithe into the storehouse. Let's consider for a moment, what is the storehouse? And I want to illustrate this from the natural. In the natural, what is the storehouse? I want to suggest to you it's two things. It's the place where we get the food we eat, and it's the place from which we obtain seed to sow in the lives of others. Now, you as a Christian receive your spiritual food from certain source or sources, and you receive what you need to sow in the lives of others, probably from the same source. So wherever that source is, that's your storehouse. That's where you need to bring your tithe. Now, if you belong to a local church which meets those needs, then by all means, that's your storehouse. Be faithful to tithe there. But there are many, many Christians today who are not privileged that way. And you have to consider what is the source of your food and the seed that you sow. And let me close with a little parable, which I won't seek to interpret. Normally, you don't eat in the Holiday Inn and pay your bill at Howard Johnson.
You know, I assume that you're listening to this program because you believe in God and you believe that the Bible is true and you want to know more about it. One of the things that is so clear in Scripture is that God says, tithe and see if I won't begin to pour out blessing such as there's not room to receive. And where do you tithe? You tithe to where you're fed. You tithe at your local church. You tithe to the ministries where you're being fed and sustained as a believer. So I want to challenge you, tithe. Tithe today and see what God won't do. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources, and in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Wonderful to have you with us today. And we are learning about tithing today, and it's powerful and it's transforming. And I want you to open your heart and your Bible and your notebook and get these truths into your life. Derek has just challenged us by saying, you don't eat in Holiday Inn and pay your bill at Howard Johnson's. That's what most Christians are doing. We feed in one place, but give our money elsewhere. The Bible says, give your tithe to the storehouse. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us more about this.
So wherever that source is, that's your storehouse, that's where you need to bring your tithe. Now, if you belong to a local church which meets those needs, then by all means, that's your storehouse. Be faithful to tithe there. But there are many, many Christians today who are not privileged that way. And you have to consider what is the source of your food and the seed that you sow. And let me close with a little parable, which I won't seek to interpret. Normally, you don't eat in the Holiday Inn and pay your bill at Howard Johnson. Now, I must go on to point out that tithing is not the end of giving to God, it's the beginning. It lays a foundation for our systematic, continual giving to God. The Bible also speaks of things in two other main categories, offerings and alms. We really don't offer our tithe to God because it's His legal portion. But above our tithe, that which we give, is offerings. Look at all the options Israel had. As stated in Deuteronomy 12, verse 6, God says, bring your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, what you have vowed, your freewill offerings, the firstborn of your herds and flocks. So there are tithes plus six specific kinds of offerings. Let me just point them out to you. Burnt offerings, sacrifices, special gifts, what you have vowed, freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. In other words, there's a very wide range of different kinds of offerings that we can give to God. But we don't offer our tithe. We simply return to God that which is His scriptural portion. And then, in addition, there are what the Bible calls alms, or what is probably called in most places today, charity. That is not what we give to God. That is what we give to men who are in need, to the poor and to the afflicted. The Bible has a lot to say about that, a lot more than many Christians have heard. This is what Jesus says in Luke 12, verses 32 to 34. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where you put your money is where your heart is. You cannot have your money in one place, your heart in another. And Jesus says, act like children of a king. Your Father's given you the kingdom, so you can afford to be generous. Give to the poor, lay up treasure for yourself in heaven. And then in Ecclesiastes 11, 1 and 2, in the Old Testament, there's another marvelous picture of what we do when we give to the poor. It says there, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. I hope you can see the point in that. When you give to the poor, then you are laying up insurance with God. The writer says, give to seven, that's your duty, and to 8, go a little beyond duty, because you don't know what disaster may come upon the earth. In other words, if you do what God says with your money, when the disaster comes, God will take care of you. That's his guarantee. That's your insurance. Giving is an insurance against bad times. Let me mention in closing the testimony of Oswald J. Smith, who was pastor of the People's Church in Toronto, Canada, for many years. And during the Depression from the 1930s onwards, he wrote in a book that hundreds of men in need came to his office every day to ask financial help from the church. And he said they gave it to hundreds. But he said he always checked with each man whether that man had been faithful when he had an income to give the tithes to God. And he said in all his experience, no man that came for help in need had ever been faithful in tithing.
I want to challenge you with this thought. If you are afraid to tithe, if you are afraid to put your money in God's hands, have you really put your life in God's hands? Have you really trusted Him for your health, for your children, for your spouse, for your future? In fact, have you trusted Him for your eternal salvation? I think the tithe is a real indicator in Christian life. If we can't give 10%, have we really given everything else? Think about it. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's wonderful to have you here. I certainly hope you've been with us all week long as we've been learning so much about God's will for our finances. And to help me process this and pray for you today are two men I really love and admire. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Dick, always wonderful to have you here.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thanks.
And of course, Dave Holland's been with me to help bolster my flagging voice, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate all of his scholarship and pastoral wisdom brought to this subject. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you, Stephen. You know, you and I started this week talking about how the Great Depression really left a mark on an entire generation of Americans, which has in turn left another mark, an opposite mark, on their children, on that generation, which happens to be my generation. You know, Dick, that really is a very much a dynamic. There's some soulish things involved there, but there's also some spiritual things involved where our approach to money is concerned.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I would encourage you as you're listening to us, I know for me, coming from the background of Scottish parents and the whole Scottish heritage, which, you know, Scottish people are known as being particularly attentive to their finances, which
That's
is
right.
a euphemistic way of saying they tend to be a little bit overly frugal. But that's one of the things that I've battled with all my life is the fact of, you know, stinginess and just trying to get over this thing of being Scottish and watching the dollar so tightly that I, and not having the ability, just because of my whole background, to step boldly into a position of faith and release and saying, okay, Lord, all this belongs to you. I'm giving it back. So that's been a real struggle. And I just encourage you as you listen, you may be fighting some of those generational problems. You may be fighting that kind of an ethnic or heritage kind of a battle. But we're going to deal with this in prayer today. And we're trusting that you're going to be released from that today as we pray.
And guys, I really want us to go after a spirit of fear, because I think a fear of finances. There's a way that a spirit of fear works in, and people call it stinginess, and they, you know, I think you're absolutely right, Dick, that it's worked its way in some ways into that Scottish culture, but it's rooted in fear. And then, of course, we could talk for hours about Scottish history and the fear of loss. But let's go after this. Would you guys just take us to prayer in this regard?
Absolutely. And as we do, I think that fear can manifest in one of two ways, Stephen. There's the fear of lack. Well, there's a whole generation of people that are like Scarlett O'Hara at the end of Gone with the Wind, where they say, I'll never be hungry again. And there's an entire generation of people who are afraid of man or afraid of what people think about them. So they spend money they don't have.
Yes.
Because they fear being disapproved of, or they fear not keeping up with the Joneses, to use the cliche. And, you know, both of those fears keep people poor.
That's right.
And both of those fears keep people from giving to God and having a right relationship to God. So let's do that. If either one of those really resonates with you right now, wherever you're sitting, in your car, in your home, in your kitchen, in your workplace, wherever you are, join us as we go to prayer. Father, I just pray for everyone listening to our voices right now, understanding and knowing and being cognizant of the fact that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Father, I come against a spirit of fear of lack, fear of being hungry, fear of not having enough, Father, that has attached itself to so many people. Father, we break that fear off. Yes. We renounce it in the name of Jesus, and we declare them free by the power and the blood of Jesus. And Father, those who fear man, fear disapproval, fear not—they live in a bondage of feeling like they need to present a certain image of wealth. Father, we break that spirit of fear off of them as well. We declare them free, and we declare ourselves free of these fears in Jesus' name.
For those who are bound right now, Lord, those who have been bound by nationality, who have been bound by generational emphasis, by some kind of a curse that is over their approach to finances, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we come with authority and we hit that thing now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we think of the scripture that says, break off the chains around your neck. Lord, through prayer right now, we break off those chains. Lord, you've said, with the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we bind kings with fetters and nobles with chains. Lord, we break off and we bind that which has been, that which has kept your people bound. And we pray in the name of Jesus that they would come into a measure of release from that bondage that has kept them from moving ahead in faith in the area of finances. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen. Guys, thank you very much. And you know, the good news is that we're going to be on this topic all next week.
Wonderful.
Good. So there's not only time to listen to these teachings at DerekPrince.org for the teachings we've already had, but in the coming week we'll be able to soak in this even more. Thanks so much for being with me.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
And that's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.